Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astro Mind 2012. I am your host, Adrian. Tonight I'll be doing some readings on the 50 pendulum chart. As you know, you can ask over 50 questions regarding health, love, financial, business decisions. Can even tell you the percentages and also the vibration which you and this lover is resonating at and what level you're at. Can go into essential oils, aromatherapy, and color therapy. And can also go into emotional matters, family lineage, dental. And then if you're planning on gardening, it could tell you a lot about more about gardening. So anyways, let's go ahead and start with our first caller, since I'm the only one that you'll be talking with tonight, doing a reading from the 920 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. And how can I help you tonight?
Well, Adrian, I don't know. I was trying to help a friend out by inviting her into my home and staying with me because she's kind of having a hard time. And kind of got resistant towards me today. And I'm really second-guessing my offer with her because, you know, she just kind of got a little nasty with me, and I'm not sure I should go through with it. And I just don't
okay.
know if I'm reading this right.
And what caused her to get upset with you?
I think it was because she's having financial problems, and she just has to depend on other people.
Oh, okay. So you want to know if this would be for the highest good then?
Correct. For both of us.
Okay. All right. Will this be for the highest good? Interesting. It's still showing a yes.
Well, we are planning on going into some business together, but that's going to be like in the future. I'm just afraid we're going to risk our friendship over living together.
Well, it's still showing a positive yes. I think a lot of it's just like you said, she's going through a lot of stress and not to really take it to heart. And if there's any other red flags that may come up, then I wouldn't do it. But, you know, my mentor has told me when in doubt, do nothing. But according to the chart, it looks positive, you know.
Okay. Okay. I'm also wondering about, I'm trying to write a book and get that published. Is that going to happen this year?
Okay. Check here. Saying maybe.
Maybe.
Still a maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
So I haven't fully
manifested
yet. All right,
thank you.
You're very welcome. Just meditate on it and see if it feels right. And like I say, if you're in doubt, then don't do it. But if it feels right, then go for it, you know, because the chart's saying it's going to turn out positive for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Let's go to the next caller from the 352 area. You're on the air.
Oh, my name's on. And
three,
how are you?
Good. How are you? How can I help you tonight?
I'm doing good, and I wanted to know about my love life. What did you see?
Your love life. Okay, let's go ahead and look in your love chart. Relationship compatibility, okay. And are you currently with somebody right now?
No, I'm not. The father of my kids and I broke up a while ago, and I'm just ready to move on.
Okay. So you want to know if you're going to be with this person or?
Well, I don't know if I'm supposed to be with him or will he come back or, you know.
Well, it's saying that you're going to return, but it's going to take a while. It's saying here that there's a lack of communication and lack of commitment. And then it's also bringing up some anger issues that he's having right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm in the process of moving, and I told him I was moving because I have to make me happy and my kids happy. Do you see me moving anytime soon?
Yeah, there is going to be some moving.
When about, though?
So. You want to know when?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want weeks, days, or months?
I guess weeks.
Okay. It's saying within 4 weeks.
4 weeks. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, my dilemma is this. I'm trying to move, and I want to be able to go to school, but I don't want to move if it's going to interfere in school. And if it interferes in school, then I'm not that. I just want everything to work the way it's supposed to work. Like, I don't even know when I'm supposed to go back to school because of
right.
all these issues with, you know, and the issue is they want me to fill out. First, they told me I owed so much, and then basically I filled out a form finally, and I appealed it, and they said yes, and now they're saying that they want me to fill out more forms, so I was trying to figure out when was the right time to go back to school.
Well, according to this, it's saying not to worry about school right now. Right now, it's just poor timing. But I could tell you when you should go back to school.
Okay.
But there are a lot of things I want to do, too, but right now my health's not in the right place. So everything is timing.
Right.
Sometime in May, it's saying.
Okay.
What days in May, let's see. So sometime in the the third week of May, third or the fourth, I see you going to school.
Now, to the moving car,
So here's the problem, though, is if you move, then that's going to affect your schooling.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
That's the only problem. So you got to make a decision.
Yeah, see, and that's what I was afraid of. Do you see any more children in my future?
Yes, I see three more.
Really? I have three now. You sure you can see my three now?
Yeah, I see three now.
But how many more am I supposed to have?
You're going to have two boys and one girl.
That's what I have now, two boys, one girl.
That's what you're going to have again.
Okay. And this is supposed to happen how? With me, I'm not able to have kids, actually.
Well, it's going to manifest. But right now, it's not the timing.
Okay.
She's subconsciously, you can create it. You can co-create it. And we don't know how it works that way, but that's just part of, you know, the power of energy. And you can co-create. That's why I see those kids in your future.
Okay.
See, my brother's wife couldn't have any kids, but she already had one, and I read her fortune, and I told her that she was going to have a boy, and she did. And she didn't believe that she could, because she couldn't have children, you know.
But I had a total hysterectomy, that's why I asked.
Yeah, you're going to have more children. I sense that really strongly.
I wonder.
Are you thinking of adopting?
Yes. I want to tell you what was told to me a long time ago. What was told to me a long time ago when I had a reading that this person was supposed to come to me because she couldn't take care of the baby and I would have him. And I would raise him as my own. And I was like, "Yeah, right, you're crazy." And I got told it again, but it has not happened yet. So,
see,
I'm like, well, yeah.
And what did I tell you? It hasn't manifested yet.
Mm-hmm.
But you will have children in the future. I guarantee you will. Because like I said, my brother's wife told me the same thing, and she had them.
Yeah, because I was thinking that too. I'm like, how is that going to work? And the only way is if I adopt. Or if, like, the situation I said would happen. And, yeah, so.
You're also going to meet a dark-haired man that you're going to be very interested in.
That's kind of scary. A dark-haired man. Is he white, black? Not that I'm...
He is white.
Older?
And he's a student. Wow. He's in his mid-30s.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah.
And I'm going to meet him. When do you think?
In May.
May.
You're going to get a lot of synchronicities.
And he's going to like my kids and stuff?
Yes. Oh, that's one thing I was going to tell you. He loves children.
Good. Because you always want to find a guy who loves kids, you know?
Oh, yeah, you do. And a lot of guys don't. I mean, my friend met a guy from Egypt that I told her he was going to come down and see her within 2 years. 2 years came. He came down and he saw her. But one thing I did tell her that he didn't like children, and she has 2 children, you know.
So,
So you, like you said, it's important that you find people who like children, you know.
Okay, so here's the deal. Do you think that he will, he likes kids. Does he have any kids of his own?
No, he don't, but he is very drawn to children for some reason. Like it just brings out the spirit in him. It makes him feel happy. He's just a child-liking person.
Okay, and it's supposed to happen in May. You said May.
Sometime in
you
May.
You said May. Okay. And he's white. So what does he do for work? What is his major going to be? He's, you know, going to school, if I'm going to meet him in school.
I don't think you're going to meet him in school, but I'm feeling like he is going to school. He is a student. And he's majoring into something to do with business.
Okay, what is he doing for work now?
He helps his dad with some kind of business or some kind of corporation. I don't know if it has to do with cellular computers, but I'm seeing that his dad's very wealthy and rich.
But you said, I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last part. You said something about rich?
Yeah, his dad's rich.
Oh. Okay. Well, as long as he's likes kids and he's not a predator, I'm happy with that, you know?
Yeah, he likes kids, and he's a good person. He's good looking, and he has good morals. He's a hard worker. He knows what he wants in life. Good personality.
Okay.
His family comes from his family comes from the Catholic religion. Or his father was Catholic.
Does he live around where I live?
Believe it or not, yes. I'm feeling like his energy is not far from you.
Okay. And so he lives somewhere around here then. Is it possible I can meet him before May, like tomorrow, today, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible if you meditate on it.
Okay.
You know, if you see him in your mind, you envision him, what he looks like to you, and, you know, it'll manifest that way. I've done that before, and I've manifested things that have, like, I manifested a big bag of money once, and I saw it laying there, and somebody left a big bag of money, but I knew it wasn't meant for me at the time.
Do you see any money coming to me anytime soon?
Yeah, I think that this is where the money's coming from. I think that's kind of where you've been struggling financially, and the angels kind of want you to
come now.
They want you to continue to go to school so that you can have the money. But it is a slow process. You know. It's like, for example, I told a friend of mine that sometimes if you ask for help, other people can help you to get on your feet, to get where you need to go. And that's kind of where you're at. You need someone to help you get on your feet, to go where you need.
And this person is going to help me.
And I feel that maybe that's the reason why I'm feeling this person, because he's going to help you.
Well, I've been in a living nightmare for 3 months. And I think that my wait and my lessons should be over by now because, yeah.
I agree.
That's the nicest way to put it. It's been just a living nightmare, and I want it to end and just hurry up and come, and whatever has to come, and I've been very patient.
Well, it's almost like a movie, you know. You go through all the scary parts first, and then at the end of the movie, everything is happy.
Well, I hope to meet this person soon. You know, not
so
just
I
for
hope
the money,
you,
but for the companionship.
I hope for you to have a happy ending, you know?
Me too. Thank you. Me too.
For some reason you're breaking up. I better move on to the next caller. I hope
yes.
I helped you.
Okay. Yes, you did. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to the 917.
Hi, good evening.
Hello,
how can I help you tonight?
I was wondering if you could see if I'd become financially independent anytime. I'm not right now. And I don't have I'm not working where I'm kind of financially independent. And so I'm dependent on other people. I'm wondering, like, I've been living like this for a long time in my life. Do you see any changes happening anytime soon?
Any changes?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some changes coming. there are changes coming. I could tell you what's going on.
Okay, thank you.
Let's see. Are you currently living with somebody right now?
No.
Okay. Do you want to live with somebody?
I'd like to get a partner. I'd like to have live with someone that I like.
Like a roommate or something?
No, I've thought of that, but it looks like this place is too small to fit in another person, especially a roommate that I don't even know. It's kind of uncomfortable for me.
Yeah. Are you wanting to be in a relationship or...
Yeah, relationship. I wouldn't mind.
Okay. Because that was the reason why I asked, because that was the chart that it went on.
Okay.
And it says it would be good for you to be in a relationship for motivation.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it says you need a lot of spiritual healing, a lot of emotional healing.
Mhm. Yes.
And you need someone who is more emotionally available for you.
Yes. You know, there's somebody living in my neighborhood, but I haven't seen him in a while, and we've never really talked, but I like him a lot, and I haven't seen him, and I would like to get to know him better.
Okay.
I don't know if you see that happening. It's a little hard if I don't know his name or everything.
You don't know his name?
No, I don't know anything about him. The only thing I know is that he looks like Chris Humphries.
Oh, okay.
So weird, but so that's true.
He's good looking then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a plus. Well, let's look up your personal motivation chart and see how he can help to motivate you. Or how he would be a beneficial in your life.
Okay. I hope the universe will I don't know. I don't know where he is. It's so weird that I like someone like that. Why would I like someone like that? Impossible.
Well, it's interesting that what it's saying about him is that he will help to direct you and bring you purpose and direction in your life. And he'll give you humility, which is good.
Okay.
Also, codependent. You know how you were saying that you want to be more codependent, and that's funny to bring that up because he'll help you to be more codependent and financial dependent.
But that's bad, isn't it, codependent?
Well, it depends on the situation. Like, it'll kind of help you with more, like, depend on yourself and depend on others. And as you depend on others, you can ask the universe for more help. And that's kind of why he's there, to kind of help to let you know, it's okay to ask people for money. It's okay sometimes to ask for help. And even though you want to be independent with financially, see what I mean?
Yeah. Do you think that, I think that... I have a fear that, that this person that's helping me, he's in my family, that he will say no all of a sudden, and that I will panic and be afraid to be without money. And I think that I'm afraid that he won't have it anymore or something like that. Now, that's why I'm kind of like, I'm scared of being dependent, because what if he doesn't all of a sudden have it anymore, It's just a fantasy I have, but where is that coming from? You know, what if he doesn't, all of a sudden, doesn't have it anymore? Then what
do I do? Now we got to look up. So now we have to look up to see if those beliefs that you have are true or are not true.
Yeah.
And whether that's coming from your conscious mind or the unconscious mind. And I'm going to ask the question, in this percentage, what is, okay, how do I put this? From what she's saying, is this coming from her unconscious mind? Okay, the negative emotions that are being experienced is, first we're going to ask that question. Okay, it's saying delusion, so that means that you're being delusional about things.
Yeah, I am.
So that's coming from your, unconscious mind. So what percentage is this true? Is this belief true? Okay, it's saying 50%, so that's pretty high. And what percentage is this not true? And that's going to 30%. So that means that it's a lot more true to you than it is, and then to this other person. So that will kind of affect you on the unconscious mind, even though you believe it's true. But you also feel confused, which means you're trying to make two decisions all at once. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense, because that's where the whole problem is that the whole fear comes out of that. My whole life problem comes out of that, basically. And, but do you see, I think, like, that's my major fear and my motivator to become financially independent. But then the other problem is, do you see me staying in the United States because of this financial that we just talked about? I feel like I should move to